嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。 如果你想更系统的学习地道又实用的英语，了解更多的北美文化，欢迎大家试用我们的开言英语 APP， 并且在即将到来的双十一，开言也准备了惊喜优惠给大家。现在请关注我们的微信公众号开言英语，留意11月5日开始的开言双十一活动吧。Hello， 大家好，欢迎你收听由开言英语带来的潘吉杰尼告诉你。
Hello, this is Adam.
Are you a ghost?
I'm the ghost of Adam. I worked too hard and then I died.
但我觉得是一个很可爱的鬼刚刚。
Well, I'm very lucky in that sense.
是一个搞笑的鬼。OK, all the spookiness, 这个鬼鬼怪怪呢，就是因为万圣节明天就要到了。那我们今天呢，就跟大家分享一下这个西方的节日 Halloween。
Halloween, Halloween。
好，那这个节日呢，我一直觉得它的名字还挺难说的。
Yeah, it's kind of a weird one.
它应该是 Halloween 还是 Halloween?
Halloween, we, Wing, like、we.We are the people.
Okay, Halloween. 然后呢，它是在每年的 October 31st.
That's right, right, last day of October.
所以不会改的，永远是十月三十一号。
Yeah, always.
好，那万圣节呢，这几年在中国好像也越来越多的人庆祝，特别小朋友啊，会、就打扮，就穿 costume 这些。但在美国呢，这个节日是非常疯狂的一个节日。
Yeah, exactly. Everybody can get into the Halloween spirit.
Adam, 它到底是个什么节呢？首先，它不是一个什么传统的基督教节日，是吧？
Oh, there's so many stories.
Yeah,
yeah. All we know is that little kids dress up, big people dress up, everybody eats candy.
就是今天大家过这个 Halloween, celebrate Halloween 的方式就是这样。
Right, exactly.、
好，那它最以前呢，可能跟女巫啊 witchcraft,、对不对？然后 ghosts, 鬼魂有一点关系。这就为什么在 Halloween 的时候呢，你也会看到很多鬼以鬼为主题的装饰、然后比如说看恐怖电影 horror movies 也是 big part of Halloween.
Yeah, absolutely.
好，那这个节日我前面说在美国大家很疯狂啊、and you made a good point, 就是这因为它每一个人都能庆祝。
Yeah, well it's weird because the first activity that we usually talk about when we talk about Halloween is trick-or-treating.
Which is, you know, for kids.
Which is for kids. So when you grow up, you can't really do that. So for example, I think we were still trick-or-treating when we were like 15 or 16. And some people really don't like that. You're too old to do that.
对，那我们首先就来看一下 trick-or-treating 这个传统。Trick 就是 like you can play a trick on someone.
Yep.
就是捉弄他，对不对？ Mm-hmm. 然后 treating 是什么意思呢？
Treat is just giving someone a good thing, something that they will enjoy. Like if I take you to lunch and I say it's my treat.
对，或者 candy.
It could be a treat.
对，就是一个 treat. 那 trick or treating 呢，就是这两年中文把它翻译成不给糖就捣乱，对不对？ If you don't treat me to a candy, I'm going to play a trick.
Oh, huh.
对。但在英文里它的用法就是 you know, kids, they go trick or treating.
That's right. So the activity is called trick or treating. You can say, I am going trick or treating, or I always go trick or treating. But when the kids go to the door and ding dong, ring the doorbell, you don't say trick or treating, you say
trick or treat.
Trick or treat. Smell my feet. Give me something good to eat.
Okay. 所以呢，在北美啊，很多人家 Halloween 的时候都会准备好多好多的巧克力啊、糖啊，因为 the neighborhood kids、住在这个就这一代的小朋友，他们基本上都会出去到邻居家 trick or treating.
Yes, yes, exactly.
好的，那除了 trick or treating 以外呢，另外一件是大朋友小朋友都可以 enjoy 的事情就是
costume parties.
对 costume.
This is what I was saying before, is when you're 15 or 16, you can't really trick or treat. You can go to costume parties, but you're not going to go to a fun costume party until you're 19 or 20.
So costume 呢，就是 it's a type of clothes.
Yes.
It's not something you'll wear every day.
It's the only people that wear costumes are either trick-or-treaters, people on Halloween, or actors.
对，会演员，戏服、道具服，对吗？所以 Halloween 的这些 costumes, 等一下我们再会跟大家细说啊，就是比如小朋友打扮成一个什么哈利波特啦，或者大人打扮成一个什么魔鬼啊，或者 Game of Thrones 里面人物，对吗？好，诶，Is Halloween party a big thing? Like,
oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, 所以万圣节的时候很多人都会办 party.
Yeah.
然后基本上你去的话都要穿个 costume.
Yeah, if you go to a Halloween party not wearing a costume,
What's the point?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some people do, and some people try and find, like, really, you know, like, they put on a pair of glasses and say, like, I'm...Steve Jobs or something.
诶，或者你不想穿那个整身的 costume, 你也可以买一些小道具，比如有些人会买假的牙齿，像吸血鬼。
Right, right.
或者买什么一对很奇怪的耳朵呀，这样。
Sure, or a wig.
对对对，或者一个假发啊。好，那其实 right around Halloween, 大家在北美还会注意到一个现象，就是有很多的南瓜。
Yeah, there's pumpkins everywhere.
Exactly, 你到星巴克 Oh, do you want a PSL?
Yeah, well, it's autumn. It's just, you know, the pumpkins have grown.
所以南瓜是在国外它象征着收丰收然后金秋这个时节、mm. 对吗那 Halloween 的时候南瓜有什么用呢
Well, you can use them to scare people.
怎么用南瓜吓人
You carve them.
Right, so...Pumpkin carving 啊，就是雕刻南瓜，也是一个万圣节非常重要的习俗。雕刻就像 Adam 说的，通常大家会把它雕刻成一个比较吓人的，像一个鬼怪的脸。
Right, it's a face, usually a ghost face or.
对，这个叫 jack o' lantern.
Jack o' lantern, yeah.
嗯 ，jack o' lantern， 里面叫 lantern 是灯笼，就是因为里面掏空，然后可以放蜡烛。
Yeah, well, in the old days, we always put a candle. Now, I think you know, there's certain fire safety concerns, so you can just buy like a LED light.
Oh, right, that's right.好，哎，我还记得好几年前吧，万圣节，我有一年在美国的新奥尔良
，New Orleans
啊，对，然后那个城市说它是美国什么 most haunted city，、mm. 就是最会闹鬼的地方，然后
zombies，
哦，吸血鬼、mm. 是吗？僵尸。Mm-hmm.Vampire 是吸血鬼
Vampires,、yeah.
所以那一天我还去了当地一个活动就是去鬼屋看、
mm.
但其实也没有很吓人啊就比我想象的好很多所以鬼屋英文可以叫 Haunted House、mm. 对吗然后前面也说过看这个恐怖片也是 Halloween 的重头戏、
well, Yeah, I guess horror movies but people watch horror movies all year long、
mm,
so you don't usually go to a haunted house in March for example, but, you know, you will watch horror movies in March.、
Mm. Oh, another thing surprising about Halloween 是我之前一直没有想到它居然是美国第二大的一个就大家花钱最多的节日。
Yeah, it's like, it's too commercialized, man.
It's very, very commercialized. It's the second biggest spending holidays in America、mm. After Christmas.
Wow.
对，第一是圣诞节啊，我一想，哎，怎么第二不是 ，you know Valentine's Day 情人节？但后来一想，就是因为情人节基本上大人才庆祝嘛。
嗯。
But Halloween 前面我们讲那么多小孩子玩的东西 ，you know the candies, the costumes, they all cost money.
That's right, it all adds up.
Right. 所以我读到的一个美国的数据是说，去年美国人 Halloween 你猜花了多少钱
？Oh, I don't know, $1 million.
No, $9 billion.
Wow,
90亿美金就光光 Halloween 这一个节日。
Wow.
Well, it's our credit card, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Which makes me think it's really very wasteful. 就真的很浪费。比如说我小孩对吧 Halloween 每年你都要给他们买一个新的这个 costume、
mm-hmm.
It's like what's wrong with repeating costumes
Yeah of course you can
You can 但是有这个社会压力 Social pressure Peer pressure 就是哦，你去年已经是超人了今年你就要是 Batman 你不能再做 Superman
Are you saying the smile on your children's face is not worth $9 billion?
Anyway 我自己就觉得这真的是一个太浪费的
钱 Just make your own costume
我不会啊。OK, I guess it's my own fault. 好，那我们今天节目最后呢，就跟大家分享一下啊，一些非常受欢迎的小朋友和大朋友的 costume.
Yeah, and we can help Jenny here figure out how she can make her kids cheaply into one of these characters. So, for example, kids love superheroes. Jenny already mentioned Batman, Superman. Hey, it's really easy to make a kid into a superhero. Just give him a towel. Now he has a cape.
毛巾，然后让他把内裤穿在外面，是不是
There we go. He's got the underwear. He's got the cape. He's a superhero.
对，或者 Harry Potter.
Glasses. You just need glasses.
Glasses, 对，哈利波特啊，这些 characters,、mm-hmm. 对不对？不同的人物。然后小女生。小女生我觉得 Halloween 的时候她要么就是 you know, 很梦幻的 princess, 公主。
Yes.
要么就是有点吓人的女巫。
Right, yeah. So kids, the little girls, they love to be witches or princesses. Sometimes they'll be
both.
Both, yeah.
Gothic princess.
A witch is a lot easier to do than a princess, I'd say. Because you just need black clothes and a black hat. But a princess probably has a nice dress and some fake jewels or real jewels if you have the money.
所以刚刚我们说的 witch 就是女巫的意思啊。另外我觉得小朋友有一个受欢迎的 costume 就是我长大要当什么。然后他就比如我长大要当消防员 fireman, right, which is super popular, 然后 policeman.
Right, police.
Astronaut,
I was an astronaut before.
就是这个太空宇航员、So different professions, very popular. 或者更小一点的小朋友就穿成很可爱的打扮成小动物什么 dinosaur、
Right, a bear、
对或者就打扮成一个东西 object、
Like
A pumpkin,
yeah, I guess.
我小儿子他是 baby 的时候，他多可爱！一岁的时候，我就把他弄成一个小南瓜。Cutest outfit.
Cutest.
Yeah, 就很可爱。但他现在长大了，你知道他今年穿成什么
？Tell me.
Cowboy.
A cowboy.
牛仔。
He could be both. He could be a cowboy pumpkin cowboy.
然后我大儿子今年他其实想打扮成哪吒，因为哪吒的那但很可惜的是，我在加拿大很难买到哪吒的这个衣服。所以最后他变成福尔摩斯。Sherlock Holmes.
No, that's all right.
有点跳跃。我明年要好好准备，就是回国时候先把哪吒的衣服买起来。What about for adults?
It's usually just the same things, but naughty.
Naughty, 就更顽皮，更
sexy a little bit.
Right.对，其实说到性感的这个制服，很多女生哦，男生也会穿，是吧 costume.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, superheroes can be very attractive, princesses can look really good, but talking about the different professions, you could be an astronaut, but you could also be a sexy astronaut.
Or you can be a doctor or a nurse,
yeah,
you can also be a sexy.
Sexy nurse is pretty, that's pretty common. That's a go-to costume for a lot of people. Sexy vampire.
Right. 但我觉得大人还有一个和小孩不一样的就是他会有很多互联网上的一些 meme. 互联网上红的比如说什么一句话啊或者一个 gif 啊他反正就有本事把他通过自己的装扮体现出来。
Well, sure. I mean, I remember when Facebook was new. I dressed up as Facebook.
你是怎么做那个 costume?
I made it look like I was a kind of 跟踪狂. I was like a stalker. And so I was wearing all black and I had just pictures of people on me. And a little like, yeah, I was just had binoculars looking at people.
然后上面写的 poke me.
That was before poke, I think. Yeah, they invented that the next year.
OK, 好那今年万圣节do you guys have any plans? Are you going to a costume party? 然后你有没有给自己家小朋友买 costume 呢都可以在留言里跟我们分享。Or if you don't have plans at all, that's super fine because I do think it's very wasteful. 万圣节也可以叫做浪费节。
Well, yeah, I don't know. Kids, the smiling faces, Jenny, I don't know if you can say that's a waste.
Anyway, 我今年唯一的 regret 遗憾就是没有买到哪吒的 costume.
哦，
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。然后我们开言英语的会员课程呢，其实这几年也陆续做了很多万圣节相关的课程啊。从多个方面，从经济、文化、社会的角度带大家了解万圣节。所以是我们会员的朋友呢，也可以去搜索一下相关的课程。Okay, that's it from us. We will see you next time.
All right, bye guys.